So now, when I'm talking about inventory control, there are two methods which we studied. One is ABC plan, second one is fixation of level of inventory. Now we'll talk about valuation of stock. Since we are talking about material, so cost of the material, so how to value. So when I'm talking about valuation of stock, I will deal with two different categories of calculation. One is the quantity and second one is the cost. When I'm talking about valuation, because when you are doing valuation, I have to talk about quantity, I have to measure the quantity as well as the cost, the price of that quantity. Yes or no? Yes. So when you're talking about the quantity, there are three methods to calculate the quantity. There are three methods to calculate the quantity. One is physical balance method. Physical balance method. Second one is book balance method. Book balance method. And third one is derived or calculative method. Derived or calculative method. Calculative method. So when I'm talking about valuation of stock, there are two points which you have to, there are two categories, there are two stages which help us in valuation of stock. One is the quantity and second one is the cost. So for calculating the quantity, because without calculating the quantity, I will not be able to calculate the cost of the total valuation of the stock. So when I'm talking about valuation, definitely I have to see the two categories. One is the calculation of quantity and second one is the calculation of cost. So when I'm talking about quantity, physical balance method is one of the method. Means physically I have to go to the godown and count physically how much stock is there. That is called physical balance method. This is possible if I'm dealing with number of units. Means if my production is number of units. Like suppose example, if I am talking about I am dealer of only LCD screen, so that I can count. That I can count. Take any example of any electronic merchant who is only dealing with TVs, or that too in LCD. So he can count in the godown. He can go to the godown and count the number of TVs. With the help of that, he can calculate the quantity, which is possible. But in huge company, it may not be possible. But huge company also, since the production is in numbers, definitely we can go by physical balance method. Second one is book balance method, where physical balance is not possible. Suppose the number of units I am talking about, take an example, small example, I am talking about the number of pens. Suppose I am a dealer of pens, so how much production in the pens, in that physically finding the number of pens is not possible. So I will do what? I will take the help of book balance. Means this much units was the opening stock, this much units was introduced in the production process, and this much is the closing stock. So this, with the help of the balance, book balance, I can find out the quantity. I can find out the quantity where physical verification is not possible. Right? Third one is derived or calculative. Derived or calculative method or theoretical cost method, theoretical method. One more name is derived or calculative or theoretical method. Theoretical method. Now this method is useful for calculating the goods. See, I can easily find out the quantity of raw material. I can easily find out the quantity of finished goods. But what about the stock which are there in the process? Can you make that? Take an example of manufacturing of shirt. It is very much easy for me to find out the raw material stock of the cloth which is there lying idle, means lying in the godown. It is very much possible for me to calculate the number of shirt produced. But what about the shirts which are in process, which are still with the tailors? They are doing stitching. Right. So in that case, for example, again, cotton industry, textile industry, they are producing, first they will find out, get the seeds, cotton seeds. From that seeds, they will start removing threads. With the help of that threads, they will weave and get the cloths. And that cloth is put in the boilers. Now, how much quantity of goods are there in the boilers, we don't know. So with the help of the theoretical method, with the help of calculation, means on a basis of average calculation, on an estimation calculation, we can calculate the value of work in progress, because work in progress is also an important stock which you have to value and write in the in your accounts, in the balance sheet, as well as in the production process. Because if you ignore work in progress, then you may end up with less cost of production, which will not give you accurate cost of production. So it is very much necessary for those companies where work in progress is also there. Work in progress is also there. So for that method, for that purpose, to calculate the quantity of work in progress, we have to follow derive or calculative or theoretical method. So these are the three methods which is used for calculating the quantity. One is physical balance method, second one is book balance method, and third one is derive and calculative balance method. So valuation of stock includes two categories. One is quantity, which we finished. There are three methods. Now we'll talk about the cost, means the value. When you are talking about valuation, quantity, I have already explained you. Now, how to find out the value? Now, there are three methods for calculating the value, either at cost price, means you have to value the quantity, you have to multiply the quantity with the cost, actual cost of the product, or at market price. At cost price or at market price, but as per the gap, if the market price is high, you can't record that at market price. So gap does not allow, the accounting principle does not allow that to store, means to write the value at market price. Only natural resources can be valued at market price. Other than whatever inventory, if you are dealing with natural resources like coal, crude oil, petrol, diesel and all that, in that cases you can use that word, concept of at market price. But other than these goods, other inventories, if I am talking about other production manufactured goods, that in that case you can't go if the market price is high. And the third category is either at cost price or market price, whichever is less. Now, this is the method which is followed by each and every industry, because there is one concept called conservatism concept, that on the basis of that concept, we can record the future loss in order to safeguard company's interest today, but we can't record the future profit. So, according to that concept, this method, cost value or market value, whichever is less, we can value that our stock with the cost price or the market value, whichever is less. So in order to find the valuation of stock, there are two categories which you have to take care of. When you are talking about valuation, first we have to calculate the quantity. Quantity, for calculating quantity, we have physical balance method, book balance method, and derive or calculative balance method. Physical balance method, where physical counting is possible. Book balance method, where physical counting is not possible. In that case, I can go for book balance method. Third, I can give you an example. Suppose if I am talking about the person who is giving the construction sand, for construction purpose we required sand, reti, right? So if he's for him physical balance method is not possible, because you can't weigh that again and again every day. So he will weigh on the basis of book balance. Means he have got, at the beginning of the week he has got 100 tons in one truck. So put it, at the end of the day, means he has sold 1 kg, 2 kg, 3 kg, 4 kg. So deducting that, he can make out by book balance. So that is one of the method which is used by those company where it is not possible for them to calculate physical balance, physically. Okay, then derived calculative method, derived or theoretical method. This method is used by those company where work in progress stock is also there in the manufacturing process. Textile industry, sugar industry, where accounting process is done with process costing. That type of company use this theoretical method for calculating the stock, the quantity of work in progress. Now after quantity, we have to calculate the cost. Cost, at cost, means you can value the quantity with the actual cost of the production, or you can value the quantity at market price, but if it is higher, we can't do that as per conservatism law concept, right? Our third category is cost or market, whichever is less. This is the methods for valuation of stock. Now we'll talk about the method for calculating the price of material issued for production. Now we'll talk about the methods of calculating the price of material issued for production. So we'll have a look on that definitely. Yes, my friends, we will have a look on that. One is the cost-price method. Cost-price method. Now the next method is, the next topic in this chapter is pricing of material issued to for production. Now, how to find out the cost of material issued for production? So there are three methods. One is cost price method, second one is average price method, and the third one is notional price method. Just have a look of all of them one by one. First we'll talk about cost price method. Now in cost price method, we have specific cost method, FIFO method, LIFO method, base stock method. Now in specific cost method, I will how to calculate the cost of material issued to the production. Now for example, I will give you a best example for this specific cost. Suppose you are having two units. One unit you are producing, manufacturing ball bearing, and other units you are producing or manufacturing fans, table fan or ceiling fan or all kind of fans. For fans, the main raw material is the ball bearing. Yes or no? Yes, the main for fan manufacturing, the main raw material is ball bearing. Now that ball bearing, you are having the production units of that, you are not buying it from the market. So what happened? You will first calculate the cost of the production of the ball bearing department, find the total cost of the production, right? Divide with number of units produced by you, that will give you the price of that particular ball bearing which is used for the production of fan. So that becomes the specific cost. Where you are not buying, specific cost is the special method, means it is a particular method which is used by the company where raw material is not bought from the market, but they only produce that raw material. So their specific cost method works. If you are buying the raw material from the market, then you have to follow either FIFO method or LIFO method. But specific cost method is a method which is particularly for those company where raw material also and the final product, both the product are produced by the same company. For them, specific cost method is useful, or they follow specific cost method for the for finding the price of the material issued to the production department. Second one is FIFO method. Now this method is used by those companies where they are buying the raw material from the outside market. They are not producing that raw material. So in that what happened? Suppose you have purchased 1000 units of 5 rupees. Right? On one day you have purchased 1000 units of 5 rupees. Then another day or 2 days afterwards, again you purchase 2000 units of 6 rupees. So all together you have 1000 units of 5 rupees, 2000 units of 6 rupees. Now there is a call from the production department that please send 1500 units of goods for the production. So from the godown, 1500 units will be removed by the storekeeper and send it to the production department. Now how they will calculate? By FIFO method. What do you mean by FIFO method? First in, first out. Now since I have a stock which I first purchased is 1000 units at the rate of 5, I have another lot of stock, 2000 units at the rate of 6. Now I have two lots of stock. One I have purchased, the first stock which I purchase is at the rate of 5. The second stock which I purchase is at the rate of 6. So now when I have to find out the cost of material issued to the production by FIFO method, I have sent 1500 units to the production department. So first in, first out. So I will take 1000 units at the rate of 5. And remaining 500 units at the rate of 6, because that is from the second stock, because the method is first in, first out. So in this way, by adding 1000 into 5 and 500 into 6, that will give you 5000 plus 500 into 6, that is 3000, total is 8000 unit stock. So that will give you your cost of material issued by the help of FIFO method. First in, first out. So for the first 1000 units, he will charge 500 rupees. He will calculate, he will value at 500 rupees. And the next 500, because it is from the new lot, so he will take the price of the new lot, that is 6 rupees. So in this way, we can calculate the value of material issued of 1500 units at 1000 into 5 plus 500 into 6. So that will give you 8000 rupees. So that is how you will calculate the price of the metal issued, that by FIFO method. Second one is, the third one is in the cost method is LIFO method. This method is also useful for those company where they are buying the material from the outside market. Now, according to this method, how the calculation is done? Now, this method says that last in, first out. Means the stock which you have purchased latest will be issued to the production first. So, last in, first out. Last in, first out. Take the same example. You have 1000 units purchased at the rate of 5. Another new lot of goods, 2000 units purchased at the rate of 6 rupees. Now, the new lot is at 6 rupees and the old lot is at 5 rupees. Now, this says that last in, first out. Now, what do you mean by that? That it is saying that the last stock which you have purchased will be used first, will be issued to the production first. So, according to this method, I will be issuing 1500 units at the rate of 6. That gives me 9000 rupees. So, that will be the cost of your metal issued. So, in LIFO method, the cost of metal issued will be 9000 and in FIFO method, the cost of metal issued will be 8000. This method is eliminated by GAAP right now because it is not fulfilling the motto of objective of the main business, every business, that is of calculation of profit, because it gives the cost of metal higher cost, 9000. So that will reduce the profit. The motto of the company is to earn more and more profit. So GAAP is eliminated this method. Everyone is following, every company is following FIFO method nowadays. Now base stock method. Now, this method will be useful for those company where the company is facing lots of fluctuation in the metal price. Today the price is 6 rupees, tomorrow the price is 4 rupees, day after tomorrow the price is 7 rupees. If they are facing the fluctuation in the cost of raw material, then in that case, they will find a base stock price, a base price which will cover on an average all the fluctuation that should not suffer loss to the company. On the basis of that calculation, they will make a base price and on that price, they will calculate the metal issued to the production. Okay, so this is one of the method at which cost price method. So there are four methods in cost price method: specific cost, FIFO method, LIFO method, base stock method. Now come to the next method, is average price method. In average price method, we have to take the simple average method, means we will take the average of the price. Here, this method is useful to make, to keep the stock price at the market level. Because if you follow this method, what happened, you know, the value of the stock which is measured will be averagely equal, means more or less it will be with the market level price. That is the reason average price, that is why it is called average price method. Now in this we have simple average method, weighted average method, periodic weighted average method, moving simple average method, moving weighted average method. Now what happens, simple average method, say example, take an example of that same only, 1000 at the rate of 5, 6, 2000 at the rate of 6. Now when you are issuing 1500 units, I will take the average of the rate, 5 plus 6, 11 divided by 2, 5.5, that will be the average, simple average price of the metal issued. So 1500 into 5.5 will be the cost of the metal issued to the production. This is how simple average goes. Weighted average method. Weighted average method, this is the method which is used by the company in various company in the present scenario. One is FIFO method, second one is weighted average method, is commonly used by the company. Specific cost method is used only for, I told you, for the specific company where the raw material is also produced by the company and the finished good is also produced by the same company. There they can follow specific cost method. Now we follow weighted average method. Weighted average method is useful in day-to-day life in many of the company, right, day-to-day basis in the many of the company, because that price is equivalent to the market price. It always keep the stock equivalent to the market price. So weighted average method. Now weighted average method will be followed by gold merchants, because their fluctuation is there. So they may go for weighted average method for the cost of issued to the production, right? So just take an example how it works. Weighted average means, suppose I have taken example 1000 into 5, that is equal to 5000 rupees, then 2000 into 6, that is 12000, total is 17000, divide by total quantity, you will get, that will give you the weighted average cost, divide by total quantity. Again, once again, I have 1000 units at the rate of 5 rupees, I have 2000 units at the rate of 6 rupees, total 5000 plus 12000 gives you 17,000. 17,000 divided by 3,000 units, that gives you 5.7 something the rate, that will become the weighted average rate. So this is how weighted average calculation is done. Again, 1,000 into 5, 5,000. 2,000 into 6, 12,000. Total is 17,000. So total amount divided by total quantity gives you weighted average, the rate. Weighted average rate, which will be multiplied with the units issued to the production. Now, periodic weighted average. Now, in periodic method, same formula they will be followed, but they will take period wise. Say, in this particular week, what will be the weighted average? Particular week, weekly rate will be taken on a basis. Particular period, weekly or monthly or whatever the period is taken, 15 days. So, on that basis, they will take periodic weighted average method. Moving simple average method, which is the moving item, because sometime what happened, if you want to if you are producing the mobile, suppose take, if you are producing mobile and same mobile of different categories, so there in this you will be using screen, but screen is of various rates. In big mobile you will be having big screen, in small mobile you will be having small screen. So which is the fast moving mobile which is selling in the market, on the basis of that the moving simple average rate for that particular screen will be taken into consideration, because we are producing that particular model mobile very frequently because of the demand. So in that case, moving weighted average. So same thing, which weighted average, the average which we are taking either simple or weighted, which is moving items, on that basis we can calculate the price of the stock. So this is one method of pricing the material issued. One is cost price method, average price method. Third one is the notional price method, which is notional price method. Notional price method. This is a third method where we have three categories: standard price, not STD, it is standard price. Okay, then we have inflated price, and third we may have market price. Now this is a method where we will calculate a base price, like the base stock method, right? In this, standard price will maintain, which will cover the fluctuation in future, which will cover all the risk. So we'll make a standard price, on that basis keep on selling the, means issuing the raw material to the production department. That is standard price. Inflated price, sometime in some of the process, in some of the company, when they are producing goods in different processes, when they transfer from one process to another process, one particular, that become one particular unit. So when that unit is transferring their product to the second process, they sometimes add profit and then transfer, because that units, that particular, take an example of iPhone, Apple industry, the screen it is produced by some other company, the software is produced by some other company, and the whole body is produced by some other company. So by accumulating all this product, we make an iPhone. So in that, when the first process screen is produced by a certain company, they will add their profit and give it to me, right? Then the body, the software, they will add their profit and give it to, so they, in that company there is inflated price, which is actually not allowed, but this can, I can just give you an example so that you can have an idea about that price, because we can't write the stock price at an inflated rate. Right, unless and until it is a natural resource. And market price only for natural resources we can apply the market price for issuing gold, coal, crude oil, petrol, kerosene, diesel, all this, when they are issued to the production department, they may be issued at a market price because they are natural resources. Only for natural resources market price is allowed, otherwise for other product it is not allowed by GAAP as per accounting principle. So these are some of the methods of which is used by the company for finding out the cost of metal issued to the production. So we'll move on to the next part, because till now we have studied how the control is done, but we are doing the control at the face level. Now at the bottom level we have to do control, because only by doing at the face level, at the top level, we can't reduce the cost of the inventory. But at the base level, at the control level, at the starting point level, if you start controlling the inventory, definitely that will make a huge difference. Because if you are only concentrating on the cost as well as on the usage, as well as on the maintenance of the inventory, that will not help us to reduce the cost of the production. But if you are not seeing the wastage, the spoilage of the material, the wastage of the material, the scrap, if you are not managing that level, production at the production level, again, at the end of the day, though you are doing an effective inventory control, but the cost has not changed. It may happen like that. For that purpose, not only at the base face level, but at the bottom level also, you have to do some inventory planning, which you are going to study in brief in the later part. Till that time, please revise this. I'll come back in a minute of time. Thank you. Yes, friend. Since now, from last half an hour, we are talking about inventory control, inventory control. So when you are talking about inventory control, we are not supposed to only control the major raw materials and all that. But if you want to have an effective inventory control to be implemented in your company and to reduce the cost, you have to see the base level, that is the waste, scrap, spoilage and defective. You have to do control on this part also. Now first of all, we'll talk about what is waste, what is scrap and what is spoilage and what is defective. Now waste is a valuable or invaluable part of the production which cannot be having a sale value, which cannot be having a sale value. It is an unsellable portion of the production which cannot be sold. There are certain waste which has to be effluent, means which further cost has to be incurred in order to dispose that. For example, in a textile industry, you know, there are some wastage before if you waste directly throw that into the sea, that will affect our marine life in the sea. Before making the disposal of that wastage, company has to do some effluent service, means process on that, and clean out the harmful chemicals which is included in that, and then they throw the waste in the market. So when you are talking about the control of waste, waste is that part which cannot be sold, which does not have a sale value. At the same time, there are some wastage which requires further cost, further expenses, investment in order to effluent it for the effluent process, which afterwards we can be disposed. Then we talk about scrap. Now scrap is that unusable loss which cannot be used again in the process, but they have some sale value. They can be sold in the market. They can be sold in the market. For example, if I am talking, suppose if I am manufacturing something from the wood particle, means when we cut the wood from the side, we get the pieces of that wood. And when you do drilling in that wood, we get the powder of the wood. Now that powder is called waste, right? But that the particles, that the small pieces of wood will be used by different bakeries, you know. Bakeries, the bakery people who make pav and all that, bread and all that, they use that because for them coal is very costly for them. So they use that part of the small wood particles, wood part, which for their process. So they have to, so scrap has a sale value. Scrap has the sale value, but whereas wastage does not have the sale value. To in order to dispose that wastage, further expense should have to be incurred by the company also in order before disposing that waste. Then we have spoilage. Spoilage is that it is a damaged part of the spoilage is one of the component which is badly damaged, which cannot be repaired or reconditioned. So spoilage can be sold as second, or it can be, if it is badly damaged, it can be sold as a scrap. Spoilage can be sold as a second. For example, in a shirt manufacturing company, if the shirts, when you are stitching, sometime due to faulty machines, there will be double threading in your stitches. So that cannot be exported. The company remove that part because that is a damage. Or sometime what happened while stitching the cloth, the oil fell on the shirt, So that part becomes damaged, which cannot be repaired or reconditioned. So that is sold as a seconds. That double threaded shirt or the spoiled shirt can be sold as that spoiled shirt. So we can't sold at a second, but it can be sold as a scrap, right? So such type of control, such type of wastage, such type of loss has to be controlled when you are talking about inventory control. Then for controlling this waste, scrap and spoilage and defectives, what we have to do? We have to do control at the occurrence. At the occurrence, then at the time of handling and storage, then at the time of disposal. Now what you have to do? At occurrence means if you want to stop this, if you want to have a control on this waste, scrap, what you have to do? You have to stop, you have to put the ban on the, at the occurrence, at the starting point. For example, you have to give training to the workers for doing efficient way, for doing the, for working them in an efficient way. You have to train them so that it will reduce the scrap. Tell them that if you waste less, then there will be a, some kind of incentives will be there. Those person who do maximum utilization of material without less, without wastage or less wastage, we will have some kind of incentives or bonus or some kind of rewards. Such type of training should be taken place. Second, during the handling time, when you are getting the goods at that time, storing it, avoid that type of means. Take care of the goods which are very much perishable, very fast perishable. Take care, spend something on the security so that there should not be theft. Control at the level when you are storing, when you are handling those goods, see that there should not be any deterioration or loss or spoilage or any type of damage to the goods when it is at a store. This is at the time of handling the goods. Then third, at the time of disposal. So when you are disposing of this type of scrap, spoilage or wastage, what do you have to do? First find out, first you divide the wastage and the scrap separately, because wastage cannot be sold, right? And find out that wastage which can be directly disposed of, and find out that wastage on which further expense has to be incurred by the company for clearing it, for clearing the harmful effect of that wastage to the society or to the nature, right? At the same time, then scrap you have to bifurcate in such a way that get the best buyer for the scrap. For example, I told you that when you are drilling the wood, the powder which you get is waste. We cannot sell, and the small part which is during the cutting part, the small wood part is used by the many other people. For I gave an example of bread manufacturing company, right? So, but you have to search for each and every waste scrap of our company. For example, that wood, the wood ka powder, the wood's powder is used by the ice manufacturing company for keeping, for putting that on the ice so that ice does not get melt. So you have to search for such type of buyer, the better buyer for our product, which has maximum use of such type of waste. Your waste may become someone's raw material or someone's commodity for their future purpose. That, so search for such type of best buyers and do the needful. The scrap which cannot be sold, dispose it off in an effective way so that there should not be any harmful effect on our society as well as on the nature, right? So all this you have to take care while doing the inventory control. If you are not, if you are only taking the core part of the inventory control, not putting force on this, putting light on this type of control on the waste, scrap material, defective material, then at the end of the day, though you have done an effective inventory control, but you have not put much attention, not given much attention to scrap, spoilage and wastage, at the end of the day, what will happen? There will not be any changes in the cost of production. And we, at the end of the day before yesterday, the cost is the same. And today also, after doing the effective inventory control, the cost is the same. It will not have any effect on the cost. So what is the use of inventing or implementing such type of techniques in the inventory control? Since metal forms a major part of the cost, it is very much necessary to have a control on the metal cost. So this is what all about in this chapter, right? Now we'll move on to the next chapter. Till that time, please revise it and come back for the next chapter. Thank you very much.